The following podcast may contain adult content and language. Listener discretion is advised. This is Gross Misconduct.
All right, here we go. Another bonus episode of Gross Misconduct. My co-host today, my son, and recent university graduate Hunter Gross joins me. Thanks for doing this again, Hunter.
Thank you. That's not you didn't do that last time. You didn't play the intro for me.
I just find it easier to edit.
If you do it.
If I do it at the time we record.
I see. Okay. So you're learning, you're growing.
As are you. And congratulations on graduating from university. You got your hat in the mail.
Thank you. Yeah, I got my grad cap.
Is that what it's called?
I think so.
You told me you were going to wear it forever, and yet I see you're not wearing it now.
I would have if I could put the headphones over it, but I can't.
Excellent point. Okay, you probably don't know what's going on, so our listeners do, so I'm going to bring you up to speed.
Almost never do I know what's going on.
I know. So let me just sort of shore up your understanding of what's happening right now. We did a regular episode, my wife and I, your mother, and it was long. It was about Vegas. It also had the other segments, but we ran out of time, basically. And don't give me the argument about a podcast could be any amount of time.
You could have cut it into two parts.
No, then... I'm not doing that anymore. And I can't believe you talked me into it last time. And we're not doing that tonight either, just so you know.
Well, we'll see.
So we got through everything except the big blue folder. And I hate to race through the big blue folder because a lot of people really enjoy specifically that segment.
Sure.
And plus I put a lot of work into this week's big blue folder. I actually have audio to go with it, which I've never done before.
You are really blurring the lines between regular episode and bonus episode.
I know. And that's exactly what I set out to do. So I need you to do this episode with me, which is dedicated to the big blue folder.
Got it.
Now, if you have something else you want to talk about, we can get that out of the way right away.
No.
Okay.
No. We'll see.
All right. Well, I know you typically have a business idea, so we could probably wait for that.
Sure. Yeah, we'll do that.
Forever?
We'll do that. I kind of got to, it's still stewing a bit.
Okay.
She's still up there cooking.
Excellent.
Got a crock pot of a brain.
Now, back when I was on radio, did you ever listen?
No.
All right. Thank you for your support.
That's because I was always in school.
Right.
And also it was not like it's where am I going to listen to a radio?
Yeah, that's totally fair, I guess.
Like what?
On an app. There's apps that play radios.
They were all bad. I tried them and they didn't work.
Oh, that's why podcasts have taken off. That and the fact I left radio. So listen, let's go right to the big blue folder.
Can I just say something?
Can I stop you?
No, it's all related to the big blue folder.
Okay.
I see a blue folder.
Yes.
Looks pretty regulation size.
Why does everybody in this family have to throw me under the bus?
Is that a plus size?
The first week I said, let's look at the big blue folder, and your mother, well, I don't see a big blue folder. And then, then
it doesn't even look like there's anything in it right now.
Well, no, because I pulled everything out. It's in my hand, but that is a larger than normal blue folder.
What is that? An 11 by 11 by 7?
You know what? We're not doing two parts. If that's where, if that's what the strategy is. Okay, so here's how it works.
You know what? I just want to say one thing. There is a red folder over there that does look a little smaller than the blue folder.
Exactly. The red folder has real stuff in it. Real news stories, that kind of thing. The blue folder has the weird and unusual ones.
Still real, though.
Hey, do you remember when you were a kid?
No.
You used to go to Chuck E. Cheese?
Yes.
All right. You loved it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, still do. Have been as an adult as well.
Is that a fact?
Mm-hmm. You're allowed to drink there. You can have two drinks.
I did not know that. Well, there's a little fact for the Big Blue Folder.
Yeah, if you're looking for a little pre-drinking spot, you go to Chuck E. Cheese, you get a couple cheap beers.
Nobody's doing that.
All right. Well, it's an option.
Chuck E. Cheese in the States realized that people wouldn't want to order food delivered during this pandemic from Chuck E. Cheese.
Super true.
Yeah. I mean, they don't have any food that's any good.
Were they doing that before?
No, but they have to somehow make money during a pandemic.
I guess, yeah.
and nobody's ordering from them. I mean, they listed themselves with like DoorDash and Skip the Dishes and Uber Eats and all those others, but nobody was ordering from them.
Right. I wouldn't.
Right.
I absolutely would not.
Exactly. I don't know who's ordering from 7-Eleven. How did that get on Uber Eats?
You know what? I wouldn't. I haven't, but I see the appeal. You can get a Slurpee. You can get a slice of pizza. Their pizza's not good, but it's like, it's good. I like it. I won't lie.
All right. So what they did was, this is true, they changed their name to Pasquale's Pizza and Wings.
All right. That honestly, I think this is legit.
It is legit.
I know it's legit. I'm saying that's a good strategy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're listed as a local restaurant in every city and town where there's a Chuck E. Cheese, but listed as Pasquale's Pizza and Wings, which, as it turns out, Pasquale is one of the other animals in Chuck E. Cheese's animatronic band. You know, the, yeah, that's one of the characters, and that's why they chose the name. But they're basically just fooling people into believing that there's a new pizza place in town called Pasquale's.
I love that. Do you know Chuck E. Cheese's full name?
No.
Charles Entertainment Cheese.
I didn't know that.
No more you know.
Listen, and I'm just going to tell you right now that when I put together the Big Blue Folder, this particular Big Blue Folder, it was my intention to work with your mother.
Mm-hmm.
Now, through necessity, I'm working with you.
Right. You don't need to tell me that.
Well, the only reason I'm bringing it up again is that some of the topics may have been more appropriate to discuss with my wife than they would be with my son.
All right.
So brace yourself a little
bit. We'll see what happens.
All right. Well, have you ever milked a cucumber?
No.
Okay, so
like a cucumber or like a sea cucumber.
You're a gardener.
Yeah.
Did you do cucumbers?
I did.
Did they turn out?
One.
One?
Yeah, I had one grow.
It's going to be hard to make a living.
It's a tough harvest.
With that kind of harvest number. It turns out that milking a cucumber is the newest trend among young folks like you. There's a lot of people
Hold on.
Yeah.
By young folks like me, do you mean young people or do you mean young gardeners?
No, I mean, I think just young, like Gen Zs.
All right, continue.
The reason I say that is because it's a fad on TikTok. That's your thing, isn't it? TikTok?
Yeah, TikTok. That's why I was actually late to this appointment is because I was scrolling through TikTok and they don't show you the time when you're on the app.
You didn't come across milking cucumbers?
I can't say it's in my algorithm, no.
Hmm. All right, so here's somebody on TikTok describing basically how you milk a cucumber and why you would.
So the last time I was in Utah, my sister-in-law was kind of making this vegetable tray, and she was like, oh, I'm going to milk the cucumber. And I said, excuse me? Like, I'm from the South. I'm from New Orleans. I know most little tricks, and I've never heard of that. But she did it, and she learned from her husband, who's from Alabama, his grandfather. So you cut the edge off the cucumber like this, and then you start like rubbing it together in circular motions. You see, you can already see that white stuff coming out. So I don't know if you've ever had a cucumber that's a little bit bitter, like it just doesn't taste fresh. That's because you have to milk your cucumbers. So I am a master milker now. Look at all that bitterness coming out. So this cucumber is gonna taste so fresh now. Look at that. Isn't that gross?
Looks like cheese. I mean, I think we've all had a cucumber that didn't quite taste fresh.
Right.
You know?
It's because you didn't milk your cucumber. So now you know.
I would love to try that. I
think that would be quite impressive.
Also, you didn't show me the video. I still have not much clue what it... She didn't explain what it does.
Oh, it's pretty easy.
It tastes better?
Yeah. It takes the bitterness out of it.
So you cut off like one thin slice of the end?
You cut off the end.
Squeeze some juice out?
No. Come on, buddy. Pay attention.
You milk it.
How did you get a degree? You cut the end off, right?
Yeah.
And then you rub the end on what's remaining, the rest of the body. And as you do that...
You kind of like snake charm the...
Yeah. Okay. Out comes the bad stuff.
All right.
And it's called milking your cucumber.
Now let's pretend, let's do some role playing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say I'm mom. How would this segment have happened?
Pretty much the same.
All right, so you just threw that out the window.
Well, I think the segment would have gone the same. I think the jokes afterwards would have been slightly different.
Okay, yeah, we're not there yet.
You and I will never be there.
No.
I don't think we've ever sat down and had a long discussion about milking the cucumber. How about this one? You know that a lot of sports teams are anxious to get back at it. They want to complete their seasons or play their playoffs.
Yes.
Well, one of the sports that has returned is Korean soccer.
Okay.
Pretty interesting.
Sure.
But in an effort to make it more interesting, I guess, for the fans who are watching at home and for the players who are on the field, the soccer team purchased or rented, I'm not really sure, a whole bunch of blow-up dolls to put in the stadiums. Some of which were holding up signs that supported the local team.
And they're all shocked. They're all absolutely shocked to be there.
Well, it's funny that you know that.
Because is that the punchline of this story?
Well, basically, yes and no. They thought they were ordering mannequins, but the supplier apparently sent them sex dolls instead.
Yeah, I assumed.
Yeah. So they've got like a stadium full of sex dolls, just, well, not, you know, full. Not every seat was taken. You have to exercise social distancing. Some of the dolls were in the club's uniform. Others were holding placards supporting the team. And as soon as people at home started watching the game, their Twitter account lit up. And people tweeted things like, hey, wait a minute. Just look at those breasts. They are four times bigger than those of normal mannequins. The club eventually issued a statement saying the supplier had told them the dolls were not adult products, but apologized for failing to check. Well, you know, it's sort of funny that that would even come up in conversation if they didn't even suspect.
Yeah, they took two stances there.
Yeah.
We're sorry that they are, but we didn't.
We specifically said to the guy, make sure they're not sex dolls. That doesn't even make sense. The problem is that they said we failed to make more detailed checks, which is our fault. We own it without a doubt.
I mean, they do own it now. They kind of have to. They got all these sex dolls. What else are you going to do with them?
Well, I hope they rented those. Actually, I kind of hope they didn't.
That's what if a breeze sweeps in?
I would personally not want to buy a used sex doll.
Yeah.
I don't care what it was used for.
Right.
How about this? The police catch someone who wore a watermelon on their head to rob a convenience store. Two people robbed a Sheetz convenience store in Virginia earlier this month. They had covered their faces with hollowed out watermelons. So picture this. They cut out the bottom of the watermelon. They emptied out the watermelon.
And you rub the two ends together.
No, that is not.
The watermelon juice comes out.
That is not. That's funny. I kind of wish I'd thought of that.
That's called a callback.
Yeah, that is a callback. Literally, they shoved watermelons on their heads.
That's a big watermelon.
Yeah, and they cut out holes so that they could see out, but you can tell that the holes are not lined up properly. Like, one guy's got his head sort of cocked sideways.
Well, you can't cut the holes after you put the watermelon on the head. That's too dangerous.
Fair enough.
So you really got to, and that's a tough situation to be in all in all.
Continuing on this special episode of the Big Blue Folder that we didn't get to in a regular weekly episode, I do have something else. It's bad news, Hunter. I don't know if this was something.
Hold on.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
What about this one you didn't share with me? That you put to the side? That's what this
sitting
is
sitting in my hand right now.
I thought you had swept it away.
No, sir. I brought it right back up again. All right. So I don't know if you were planning to attend, and I don't know if this was on your radar at all. And I hope that I'm not breaking bad news to you right now.
Okay. I don't really attend. Yeah, okay, let's go.
The Testicle Festival has been canceled.
No.
Yes.
Not again.
No, it's only been canceled the one time. 35 years the Testicle Festival has been around. It's a festival that involves, as you might expect, drinking, nudity, debauchery, and tens of thousands of Rocky Mountain oysters. But it's a legit thing. Up to 10,000 people would go to Clinton, Montana to take part in the Testicle Festival.
This sounds like something I would be pitching to you.
I know.
It's the Testicle Festival.
I saw it and thought of you right away. But here's the thing. When a major festival like that cancels in a small market like Clinton, Montana,
right,
the news has to cover the story. And in order for the news to cover the story, the anchor has to say Testicle Festival. So you know what? It's worth listening to the anchor just to hear him say it.
First time in 35 years, Rock Creek will not be hosting the annual Testicle Festival. This news comes as a shock to the community because of its longevity and the timing of the announcement, which Rock Creek Lounge owner Matt Bowers admits was late. The festival was a five-day festival, contained a lot of different activities over the years, including music, alcohol, and food. Bowers tried to make the festival as safe as possible, but after negative community reactions and a rollover accident that killed two people last year, he says he doesn't think there's any way to make the festival safe enough.
Wait.
I know.
So they hold on. They canceled the festival because people were dying at the testicle festival?
Yeah. Yeah. Listen to this. In 2005, the year this guy, Matt Powers, bought the Rock Creek Lodge, which hosts the testicle festival and has for 35 years, a man was stabbed at the testicle festival following a dispute. Then in 2007, a woman was arrested for stabbing a man and a woman with a butterfly knife after an argument that ensued when she flashed her bare breasts at a second man, according to police records. That same year, there was 13 DUI arrests over the weekend that were all considered to be related to the testicle festival. And then they had the rollover accident. People died.
So is it like a big orgy or...
I'm not familiar with that word. What does it mean? Yeah, it is. Okay. Anything goes at this.
Like at it or afterwards?
During it, around it, on the streets of it.
So what's the venue?
It's the Rock Creek Lodge.
Okay.
Are you not paying attention? But
you said 10,000 people show up.
Oh, yeah. They don't all stay at the Rock Creek Lodge. You're right. He puts it on, but it spreads out over the entire town. Like, it's incredible. Oh, no. There's like wet t-shirt contests, but the whole thing centers around eating the prairie oysters.
Yeah, I was going to say. So is that like an aphrodisiac? Is that what that's about?
I don't honestly know.
So you don't really do much research about these. You,
okay,
buddy. Some newsman you are.
I'm not a newsman. That's the whole thing. Okay. Here's a group that I'm surprised you haven't tripped across already, because I feel like this was put together for guys like you.
All right.
There's a Facebook group. Oh, you're not on Facebook anymore. No,
but I was big into groups for sure.
I know you were. Weren't you a member of several community pages that were not our community?
Yeah, I like to be in community groups and just see what's going on. There are communities that I'm like adjacently affiliated with, though.
Like
Chestermere.
Is nowhere near Edmonton.
Yeah, but that's where, you know.
It's east of Calgary.
That's where David lives.
Sure.
So I like to keep up to date just to know what's going on there.
You and like to agitate people is what you like to
do. I do really love to agitate people because I think people are kind of dumb. And I think it's funny to trick them into thinking I'm the dumb one, which there's an argument to be had.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. There's a Facebook group where people pretend to be ants. Mm. It has 1.8 million members.
Yeah, a lot of groups like that.
What?
It's like, yeah, there's a lot of like, there's groups where it's like everyone pretends to talk like a soccer mom, or like everyone pretends to be like grandma and grandpa's, like, and it's just fun.
Why?
I don't know. I don't think many people are like, I don't think it's like an active. I think people probably like join it and like play around for a
year
or two.
Oh, no. The Queen recently posted an order to dig on the Facebook ant group. And more than 13,000 people responded in the comments the word dig. In another post, someone put a picture of ice cream and wrote, quote, found snack, need help eating. It got 3,100 responses of people saying lick or munch.
Love that.
Yeah. Since March, the group has gone from 100,000 members to more than 1.8 million. So this is a brand new page. It was founded by a college student in North Dakota. He says he thinks it's become popular because, quote, I think people are searching for something to do. By the way, if you want to join the group, you can apply. They have to approve you.
I've been seeing TikToks about these. This one Facebook group that's like, will only accept you if you're ugly.
So, oh, wow. That's a like tough one.
You request to join and then so they decide.
It's kind of good news either way. Like, either it's good news you can join.
Yeah, you find a community.
Yeah, or it's great news that they think you're too attractive.
But then there's one that's, we only accept you if you're hot.
That's a tough one.
If you're a 10 out of 10. So that one, yeah. But if you don't get in, you're like, well, maybe I'm a 9, you know?
That's very optimistic of you. Hey, what day of the week is it?
I could not even tell. I don't think I know the month.
According to a new survey, the average North American says they get confused about what day of the week it is 5 times a week. 59% of the people couldn't remember what day it was when they were taking the survey. The survey also found almost 3 out of 4 people say they've totally given up on wearing any kind of real clothes at this point, and 1 in 3 use snacks to help motivate themselves to get through a work day.
Well, what does any kind of real clothes mean? Like, people are out here wearing like tablecloths.
Well, I'm in pajamas and have been for the better part of a month.
Clothes.
Yeah, but I've been in pajamas all day. I drive in pajamas because I'm not getting out of the car.
Nah, it's fine. I mean, there's still
It's fine with you.
There's still like clothing, you know?
I literally have a shirt that I ironed downstairs in the laundry room. Yes, I ironed because it was a show shirt. I was gonna do a show in it.
Okay.
And I ironed it, hung it up so it wouldn't get wrinkled, took out the jeans. And the shirt is still hanging like a month and some later in the laundry room. You can go check if you want to validate
my
story. And my jeans are still laying across a chair in my bedroom.
Okay.
I've been wearing nothing but sweatpants, pajamas, t-shirts.
I mean, why not though, right?
Well, yeah.
It's fine. I feel like there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay. Last item. And then we can get to one of your great business ideas.
This one truly is good.
Okay.
I think I've got it now.
Is it good enough that it warrants some kind of special intro music?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I think so. It would definitely ramp up. I think it would definitely drive investors my way if we like kind of put some showmanship behind it.
Okay.
So.
All right. See what I can do for you. Now, you listen to all of our podcasts, right?
Yeah, religiously.
And you remember the time we were talking about, your mother and I were talking about the governor of West Virginia.
That is a trick question. You never talked about the governor of
West Virginia. Yes, we did. Good guess. Fuck. His name is Jim Justice.
Wow.
Yeah. And we were just saying,
I actually do remember vaguely like a fever dream napping upstairs and hearing you and mom talking about a guy named Jim Justice.
Right. Because we tape these podcasts in the kitchen and you can hear us at the top of the stairs.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't sleep at the top of the stairs.
No, I understand that. I just thought Jim Justice is a great name. Like if you're running for politics, you wouldn't want anyone else but Jim Justice.
No, got to have Jim Justice.
So I did some research and I tripped across this article. I was actually trying to look for other great names, but what I found instead was names of law firms. Now, you know how the law firms work is that as an individual joins and becomes a partner, their name just goes and gets added. So if you and I were lawyers, we'd be Gross and Gross.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
I saw a law firm today in Spruce Grove called like Weary
Wait a minute, and what, Partners. What were you doing in Spruce Grove?
Just hanging out, man. Just going for a drive through the Grove.
In whose car?
Maddie had to go pick up some dye from Michael's.
Okay, there's a Michaels in South Edmonton Common.
I guess they didn't have this dye. I don't know, man. Don't take it up with me.
Anyways, what was the name of your law firm you saw?
It was called Weary and Partners or whatever, but just Weary is a terrible name for any business where you're going to put your last name.
Right.
Like, you don't have much faith but what are you in a guy do, named though? Weary.
Well, I'm so funny you should say that. Here are names, actual names, and I've Googled each and every one to make sure that these are legitimate law firm names.
Love that fact check.
Pain and Fear.
That's good.
When those two guys met, you know, they were like, you know what we should do is get a law degree. Because we got to open Pain and Fear. Because that doesn't work as anything else. Pain and Fear Convenience Store? No. Nothing works except Pain and Fear Law Firm. Lowball and Lynch.
Well, I don't know if I care for the Lynch, but the low ball is kind of fun.
Yeah, I didn't name them. Wiener and Cox.
No.
Come on.
What are the chances?
Well, I know both a Wiener and a Cox, to be honest with you.
Are they lawyers?
No, they're comedians, but so. Smart and Bigger.
Smart and Bigger Smart.
I like, yeah, they should get another guy. They should get a Bigger should get a son, Smart and, or daughter, Smart and Bigger and Bigger. I mean, if you were up against Smart and Bigger, you'd be like, hey, you know what?
That's bad.
I give up.
There is, this is a weird fact, but there's a defense lawyer in Edmonton who has the domain, thedefenselawyer.com.
Oh.
Is that not insane?
That is great.
How is that not taken?
Well, he took it.
No, but this guy's not 70 years old. Like,
what is that?
I'm just saying, like, he's obviously had this domain for, like, not that long.
Oh.
So no one before him thought of thedefenselawyer.com.
You're absolutely right. Here's another law firm name for you. Ziffrin, Brittenham, Bronca, Fisher, Gilbert, Lurie, Stiefelman, Cook, Johnson, Land, and Wolf.
At that point, they're just signing partners just to get to the top of Google searches. Like, you got so many keywords in there.
Can you imagine being the receptionist? Like when the phone rings. Good afternoon. Zephyrin, Brittenham, Bronca, Fisher, Gilbert, Laurie, Stiffelman, Cook, Johnson, Land, and Wolf. How may I help you?
Dial tone.
Yeah, exactly. A divorce lawyer firm. They handle divorces.
Sure. Split and go.
Ball and Chain.
Wow. No way.
Yeah.
They can't be right.
How about this one? Boring and leech.
Okay. That one's not your... I would have started with that one.
I don't want to go to a meeting with those guys. How about this? Again, not making it up. Bickering and bickering.
I love that.
Yeah. Well, maybe your business idea will be that something. Slaughter and slaughter.
Okay.
And our very last one.
Are they related?
I would assume so. It'd be quite a coincidence if they weren't. See, I didn't get the joke the first time.
It wasn't a joke.
No,
it's just wondering. Like, ball and chain aren't related, but like, that's way more crazy. Like,
you don't know that. Like... Ball could have gotten married. Chain was her maiden name.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you're right. You got me. Are they related?
I don't know. Last one, and then we'll get to your business idea. Alan, 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 and Alan.
Love that.
Almost time to stop, isn't
are
it?
Are they related?
It's the four same joke, only different.
Four generations.
All right. Amazingly, we've almost covered the time.
Wow.
Yeah. So
I was really hoping I could stretch it further. Yeah.
All right. So do you have a business idea queued up in your head?
Yeah. I got the start of it, and then we're going to...
We're not going to start rolling at all. We're going to hear your pitch.
Yeah, for sure. I got a tight, tight elevator pitch.
All right, here we go. Money, money. Ka-ching. Okay, what's your idea?
Mamma Mia 3, how can I resist you? Just kidding. This one's actually a golf course.
And that's all our time.
I have a really good idea for a golf course.
Okay.
You're a golfing man.
I am not.
You're a corporate man.
I'm not that golfing either.
You've been golfing.
I've never been golfing. Okay.
So I'm going to need your help with this one.
Okay.
What's the worst part about golfing?
The actual hitting of the ball.
The sand traps.
The sand traps, yeah.
But it's kind of fun. The sand traps. So this idea is a golf course where it's all sand traps. But then there's grass sanctuaries instead of traps.
Okay.
Well, it's a working title.
So you're trying to hit the sanctuaries.
It's up to you how you want to play the game.
Well, obviously, nobody wants to hit the sand.
So you'll start on some green.
Okay.
You're going to want to try to hit the other patches of grass.
That's what I just said.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're just working through it.
Sure.
And then that's just kind of like a fun new novelty game. Like, you're probably not going to do that all the time. So we can't do that. We can't make a sand golf course in Edmonton, Alberta. It won't fly. So I'm thinking we go to the desert to do this. We go to Dubai, all right?
To Dubai, okay.
I really struggled through that. Yep. So we go to Dubai. I think I'm having a stroke.
It's in the United Arab Emirates.
Yes.
Yes.
And because they got like business people there.
And deserts.
Rich people. And it's a desert, so like low cost. We'll just set up the grass parts, which are few and far between.
Right.
Which is the point of the game.
Got it.
And yeah, that's it. People will probably just go there once and spend a lot of money.
To Dubai. To play golf.
They won't go there to play golf, right. But they'll be there on their business, and then they'll
play. You know, Dubai has the only 7-star hotel in the whole world.
Okay.
Sorry.
Because if a restaurant is 7 stars, it's because they have the 3 Michelin stars, right? So what's the hotel version?
No idea.
Okay. You got to stop bringing things up.
I apologize. Yeah.
Can't answer the questions.
Okay.
About
so that's the idea?
Yeah. And we'll call it the trap house because it's all sand. It's all a sand trap.
Right. But there's no house. You're on a course.
Well, there's the clubhouse.
I would call the restaurant in the clubhouse the trap house.
Okay, well...
Actually, I might do that at a regular golf course. The trap house.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Easy. And what do they serve? Sandwiches. Yes.
Because that's a club?
That you would use if you were stuck in the sand.
Yes. All right. So we sell sand wedges at the trap house. Yeah, I guess that idea is kind of separate. It doesn't have to be an all-sand golf course. That might just be a bigger hassle than we need.
I think your idea boils down to opening a food truck at a golf course. I think if we really sort of pare it down a little bit.
So clubhouse sandwiches.
Clubhouse sandwiches?
No, but...
Clubhouse sandwiches? You know, I think you might be onto something
listen,
here.
No. I had more to say. Because clubhouse sandwiches are already named because I think they were invented in a clubhouse.
Uh-huh.
Right? So... My working theory is that they're called clubhouses because you got the 3 layers of bread. So you got 2 stories. So that's a clubhouse. What we're going to do is we're going to sell club condos, which is where you have a 3rd piece of bread, but it's vertical in the middle. All right. So we got two. We got a sandwich on either side of in between the two main breads. You got that? Mm. So we're going to sell club condo sand wedges in the Trap House in Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. And I am looking for $1.6 million for an 80% stake.
Wow.
Wait, that's dumb, right? Because then they'll just buy me out.
Well, the whole thing's kind of dumb, but yeah. If you give away more than 50%, they control the company.
That's fine.
Okay.
But then I still get the 20?
Well...
Can they muscle me out? Can they strong arm me out?
Of course.
All right. I am looking for a $1.6 million.
Mm. For 49%.
I have just doubled the value of this company.
Hunter, it's brilliant.
Thank you very much. But also, I would not mind if someone looked into the Mamma Mia 3 thing. So either or can go for today.
Milking Your Cucumber was from the TikTok account, basically Perkfect.
You really take crediting people seriously.
I really do.
I respect that.
Our graphic artist is my daughter, Ashley. You can get hold of her or hire her at ashleyshamero.ca. KTVQ in Billings, Montana provided the report on the Testicle Festival. And always, as always, if you want to support this podcast, you can go to paypal.me/grossmisconduct, and gross is spelled G-R-O-S-E. That's it.
Wow, I've had a lot of fun.
You know what? I've had fun being here watching you have fun.
What are we going to talk about in part two?
There is no part two.
All right.
I'm not even sure you're coming back. Unless your business ideas get way better.
I feel like that one was the best one yet.
The condo sandwich?
Yeah, the club condo. You could also do a club duplex.
I don't understand why we had to go to Dubai and play golf in the sand in order to get all the way back to a condo sandwich. You could have just pitched the condo sandwich.
They all go together. It's a package deal. You could also do a club
you
apartment.
You could sell a condo sandwich to any restaurant in the world. It doesn't have to have anything to do with golf at all.
You could
go into a restaurant and simply... Actually, how do you do that?
You can't. That's why you got to have your golf course. But listen to this one. This one's called the club.
We're done.
Nah, just one quick one. This one's called the club basement suite. Basement apartment suite. Mm-hmm. It's the club basement apartment suite where you have a piece of bread on top, the club sandwich fixings underneath, and then no bottom bread. It's an open face sandwich upside down. It's the club basement suite.
You know, you're the generation that's going to run the world.
I'm looking forward to it. The sandwich game is going to be unreal.
We're all going to die.
Well, he's got a great point there.
All right, that's it for us. We'll see you back here next Thursday with a regular edition, a bonus edition over the weekend. Thanks for listening, folks.
This podcast was brought to you by the Edmonton Comedy Festival. Visit our website at www.atbcomedy.com.